In California, a Pakistani-American man today was convicted of supporting terrorists by attending a terrorist training camp in Pakistan 3 years ago. Hamid Hayat's case is one of two high-profile federal terrorism trials taking place in Sacramento. The men involved are a father and son from Lodi, California, a small farming community in the Central Valley, which has been the unlikely focus for the terror investigation. The men were charged with making false statements to federal agents, and in the son's case, with attending a terrorism training camp in Pakistan. The father's case was declared a mistrial earlier today. Joining us now to discuss these two cases is Tamara Keith of member station KPCC. And Tamara, first, what was the younger Hayat actually found guilty of?
He was found guilty of providing material support to terrorists by attending the training camp and then lying to the FBI about his attendance at that camp.
And his father's trial ended in a mistrial. What happened there?
Well, the jurors came back and said that they were decisively deadlocked. The father is Umar Hayat. He's an ice cream truck driver from Lodi, and he was charged with lying to the FBI about his son's attendance at the camp. And as we understand it, the jurors were split pretty evenly, guilty, not guilty. And so there will be, we don't know if there will be a new trial, but there's a bail hearing set for later this week.
What kind of evidence did the prosecution present, first of all, against Hamid Hayat?
Well, against Hamid Hayat, it was actually very similar evidence, but it was primarily based on videotaped confessions and conversations that he had with a paid informant. And there was also what they called a jihadi scrapbook, which he apparently put together when he was younger and had in his room at the home, that had articles about terror attacks.
These men are both American citizens, though.
They are both American citizens, and Hamid was born here, but he spent a lot of time in Pakistan. His grandfather has a religious school in Pakistan.
What did his lawyers, what did the defense say about his going to the camp in Pakistan?
Well, they likened it to a Baptist summer camp, that he did not attend a jihadi terrorist training camp. They say he's not guilty, that both father and son are not guilty, and they're planning to seek a new trial.
Assuming that this verdict does hold up on appeal, that there isn't a new trial for the son, how much time might he face for this charge?
It's 39 years, up to 39 years, and the sentencing will happen in mid-July.
There is a Pakistani-American community, I gather, in Lodi. A reaction there to this trial?
Well, they have been very, very angry and confused. I think that the thing that they've been expressing is that they feel like they've been targeted unfairly. The verdict just came down, so I don't know how they're reacting to the guilty verdict. It'll be interesting to find out for sure.
Okay, Tamara. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's reporter Tamara Keith of member station KPCC talking to us from Sacramento, where Hamid Hayat was convicted today in a federal terrorism case. His father's trial ended in a hung jury.